The stock, this is trading on Candage Wiki. Candage. Candage. C as in cat. Candage. Wiki. Wicky. Wiki. The date of birth is 11/13/56. 11/13/56. Date of visit is 7/7/22. Please make a copy for Dina Doolin, D-O. That is, Dina is D-I-N-A, Doolin is D-O-O-L-I-N. Doolin, D-O. Dear Dina, D-I-N-A, thank you for sending Vicky Candace for formal evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is neck and shoulder pain with mediastinal and cervical adenopathy and lung nodules. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 65-year-old female who has been experiencing shoulder and neck pains and trouble laying flat. Was recently sent for a chest CT without contrast. The patient's chest CT demonstrated multiple lung nodules including the right and the lower lung fields, as well as enlarged mediastinal lymph nodes not present previously, and evidence of adenopathy in the axillary areas, the right one measuring 1.9 centimeters, as well as a left axillary nodes, I'm sorry, axillary node at 1.6 centimeters, concerning for malignancy and or CLL. The patient has an occasional cough, but denies shortness of breath. She has no significant fevers or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for sciatica and history for asthma. She has had tubal ligation over 40 years ago, and gangrene of the bowel operated upon almost 30 years ago. Next line, allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, family history. Mother is alive in good health. Father died of respiratory failure. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke, but was exposed to secondhand smoke for over 18 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Works at a desk job in accounting. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient has fatigue and occasional fevers. She has no vertigo, hoarseness and nosebleeds. She has no urinary symptoms, dysuria. She has coughing spells, shortness of breath, and neck and shoulder pains and joint pains. She also has occasional chest pains, jaw pain, and leg swelling. Then I has reflux, but has abdominal pains, no diarrhea or constipation. And then I has depression or anxiety. She has enlarged glands in the neck and under the jaw, and has had skin rashes. Next paragraph, med list, losartan 50 milligrams daily and hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily. Oh, can you please add in the past history of hypertension. Next paragraph, physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There's no pallor sign of this clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure, 100 over 65, pulse is 90, respiration is 22, temperature 97.2. Weight is 142, saturation 98 on room air. HENT, enormous phallic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, there are palpable lymph nodes in the posterior cervical chain on the left side, as well as some submandibular area on the right, and supraclavicular region. And axillary node palpable in the right axilla. There's no venous distension and no thyromegaly. Trachea midline. Chest, equal movements with scattered expiratory wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, similar to S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, with the liver just far below the costal margin, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild edema with no cap tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Mediastinal and cervical adenopathy. Number 2 is multiple lung nodules. Rule out malignancy. Number 3 is right lung infiltrate, probable atypical pneumonia. And number 4, hypertension. Can you please add in the first paragraph, the patient's CT chest also showed a ill-defined right lung infiltrate in the upper lobe, period. Okay, next paragraph is plan. The patient was advised to go on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 10 days. Also get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN for shortness of breath. She would need a PET CT to evaluate the lung nodes, lung nodules and the lymph nodes, and also get a general surgical consultation for biopsy of the axillary node. Follow-up visit to be arranged after her PET scan is completed and the PFT is completed. Will follow. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Dina Doolin, D-O, D-O-O-L-I-N, D-O. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.